Okay, we are looking this afternoon at the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and specifically at a Tosos, and we're going to try to be Me'ayin and understand Tosos a little bit better. Let's first get familiar again with the sugya. The Gemara starts from the very bottom of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Im Amar Lo Chutz Min HaMatanos Patur Min HaMatanos. So the Mishnah goes over a number of scenarios in which Kohen is doing transactions with Yisrael. The animal belongs to a Kohen. The Kohen is selling it to Yisrael. And the Kohen says to the Yisrael, look, here's the story. I have an animal I'm going to sell to you, but I want to retain for myself the parts that have the matanos in them. I want to retain the matanos. So by all means, he has every right to do so. The animal altogether belonged to him. And if he wants to retain the matanos, so then he has the right to do so. And obviously, then it'd be patur min matanos. That's the Mishnah. That's what we learned together in the Mishnah. The Gemara is bothered by that. As you take a look at the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph, sorry, by the way, no more Makoma sheets over here. It's really more on the daf. So if you take a look at the top of the Gemara, Vermin, or the Gemara cites a stira because there is the following brisa. Amenasha matana shali. Notice in the chol kohen shiyirtsa. Let's say the kohen made the following proposal to the Yisrael. I'm going to sell you the animal in its entirety, but with the understanding and the condition that you're going to be giving the matanas to me. Okay? It's an improper proposal. Right? It's not right what the kohen's doing. He's trying to rig the system. So the Braisa says it does not work. The Braisa says that once the Yisrael purchases it, so he has the right to give to the matanos to whomever he wants. The whole coin sheyirtsa, he can give it to every coin that he wants. Now, what is the problem? The problem is that ostensibly there is a stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Braisa says that under these circumstances it was an indecent proposal, and so therefore the Tanai simply doesn't work. In the Mishnah scenario, where the Kohen says, I want to sell you the animal chutz min hamatanos, so it does work. Okay, so that's the presumed stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara answers, it's actually a pretty straightforward answer. So the Gemara says, amanasa chutz karamis. You're comparing a case where it says amanas versus the case of chutz. They're not comparable. Chutz shiura, amanas lav shiura. So the Gemara says that when it comes to chutz, that is actually an exclusion. Meaning, I'm selling you the animal excluding these parts. In other words, these parts are just simply not part of the sale. I'm retaining those parts by me. Of course, the Kohen can retain whatever he wants for himself. The animal belonged to him to begin with. So upon the sale of the animal, if he wants to retain something for himself, he has every right to do so. Either the parts they retain for himself, the matanos, good. Masha'en Kain, in the Bryce's case, that's a case of amanas. He's trying to stipulate. He's trying to make a condition. And under those circumstances, he's not excluding that as part of the sale. He's including that as part of the sale. He's just simply saying, look, it's going to be yours, but do me a favor. Once you own it, remember, I'm the Kohen, right? And you're going to give it to me. And I'm only selling it to you under those conditions, and that's where it gets inappropriate. It's just simply and the Tanai is batal. We'll remain with the Gemara then. We'll just finish up the Gemara, but really, at this point in time, we could stop, but just a couple more lines of Gemara. We'll remain with Amanasha, Amatana Shalei, Amatana Shalo. So the Gemara says, I have another Braisa, where the Braisa uses the Lashon of Amanas, and even under those circumstances, Hamatanas Shali, and the Matanas, in fact, are going to belong to the Kohen. Why? It's Amanas. Didn't we say Amanas is simply an improper Tanai? So the Gemara says, Baha Pligi Marsav Amanas Shiruhu, Marsav Amanas Lav Shiruhu. So the Gemara gets very technical. The Gemara says that this Braisa is of the opinion that when you say the word Amanas, the second Braisa we just quoted means it's an exclusion, not a Tanai. Masha Enkain, the first Braisa on the top of the Amud, understands Amanas to be a Tanai, not an exclusion. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the Gemara. And so basically what we're looking at is the following. We're looking at a scenario of the Kohen now is selling the animal to Yisrael with a Tanai. And the Tanai is, I'm selling it to you, but only under the condition, only under the stipulation that you're going to give the matanas to me. And the halacha is very clear. The Bryce is very clear. The Gemara's conclusion is very clear. The Tanai just simply does not work. Sale is a valid sale, and the Tanai just simply falls away. Okay. Tosfos over here is bothered by the following. You see the Tosfos inside. Chutz mishiyuruhu amanas lav shiyuruhu v'im tamar. Ki amale amanas de amrina nosen l'chol koin shiyirtse imkein amekach batel shelo nasan lo abehema ela amanas shiyu amatana shalom. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. What just happened? We lost the Tanai, but the sale's still going to be valid? Meaning, wasn't the sale going to be riding on the condition? And if the condition is not met, so shouldn't that void the sale? It's a pretty straightforward question. So how come, with a voided condition, the sale doesn't get voided as well. Isn't it Haba Hatalia? Or isn't one dependent on the other? In fact, that's exactly what the Kohen wanted. The Kohen wanted the Matanah to stay by him, but instead of saying it through an exclusion, a term of exclusion, which is what he should have done, he said it B'lashon Tanai. Now that the Tanai is no longer good, the sale should be no longer good. That's Tosfos's Kasha. It's a strong Kasha. Tosfos gives two answers. Answer number one of Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, Demari She'isnu, Shiyu HaMatanah Shelo, V'im Lo Yitein Lo, Lo Yeh HaMekach Batel. First answer of Tosfos is an Ukimta. Doesn't seem to be that very lumdish. First answer is, well, it wasn't really a stipulation. It was merely but just a suggestion. What the Kohen was saying to the Baal Bas is, look, I want to sell you this, and I want it to be understood that I want to be the recipient of the Matanos. And oh, by the way, if I'm not the recipient of the Matanos, I still want the sale to go through. Meaning, I want the sale to happen. So it's not so much a condition, it's more of a suggestion. As somebody already pointed out to me earlier this afternoon, it's a difficult answer because it's no longer tonight. Just merely a recommendation. It's a suggestion. Okay. Anyway, that's Tosfos' first answer. But then Tosfos offers another answer. Inami. Havi kama masna mashikasu batara. Shara shasu tara li nam lecho mishiyertze. So Tosfos gives a second answer, and that is that we're entering into the world of being masna mashikasu batara. The Tanai is inappropriate because it's keneged, that which the Torah says. What does the Torah say? So Tosfos says. Torah says that when you have the Matanos, you being the Yisrael have a Matanos, you have the right to give it to whomever you want. And what the Kohen is suggesting is, no, I don't want that. I want you to give it to me. I don't want you to have the right to give it to whomever you want. I want you to give it to me. So as a result of that, it's being Masna Masha Kasa Batara. And since it's Masna Masha Kasa Batara, so therefore, the Tanai is going to be Batal, and the sale is still going to be valid. So the first thing I want to do in this afternoon is the following. How would the second answer answer the question? Meaning, just simple pshat and Tosfos. Nothing fancy as of yet. And hopefully nothing fancy at any point. I try to keep as straightforward as possible. But just simple pshat in the second answer of Tosfos. Tosfos' question was, Haba Hatalia, meaning there was a Tanai, there was a sale, and there was a Tanai. Well, if the Tanai goes away, the sale should go away as well. That was the question. The answer is, Masna Mashikasa B'Torah. Right? And again, if you want to be medayik in the Lashon of Tosfos, it's Kamo Shemasna Mashikasa B'Torah. How does that answer the question? How does that resolve the problem of Haba Hatalia? Okay. So for that, so a yesod. A good yesod to know. And that is Tosfos and Ksuvos. Tosfos and Ksuvos and Daphne and Vav is bothered with a very broad question, Vitema. I'm reading the Tosfos in Ksuvos. It's the last Tosfos on Nunvav Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaskal HaRei Mekudeshes. Vitema. Im kein amai hi mekudeshes hari hisna beferish. Shimi alo alav shir Ksuvos va'ona shein mekudeshes. The case in the Gemara in Ksuvos is the following. A man says, I want to marry you, but with no financial responsibility. You know, look, it's understandable. It's onerous. So we'll get married, but I'm not going to. Torah has a requirement of sheir ksus v'ona. There are certain financial responsibilities that a husband has to his wife. He has to feed her, he has to support her, he has to clothe her, and so I'll marry you, but with the understanding that no sheir, no ksus, no ona. So is that going to be a valid kiddushin? Yes or no? So it's going to be a valid kiddushin. Is the Tanai going to be acceptable or not? We're going to come back to that in just a moment. But Tosfos says the kedushin's good. Why? Why is the kedushin good? Meaning, if the kedushin is absent of sher ksus va'ona, so then why should the kedushin be good? So that's Tosfos' question. V'teima imkena ma'hi mekudeshes harei masna beferish shim yela alav sher ksus va'ona sheinu mekudeshes ve'ein lomar. And I'm sorry. Let me point out something very important, which is according to one Tana, the husband is chayiv to give sher ksus va'ona, even though the stipulation was he wasn't going to pay sher ksus va'ona. But according to one Tana, he's going to be chayav to pay. And Tosfos says, I don't get it. So he made a condition, and now not only is the condition not going to be held, not going to be upheld, but the kedushin is going to be chal. Why is the kedushin going to be chal? So Tosfos goes on. I'm going to skip a little bit. I'm going to get to the key line of Tosfos. V'al Marie, di lav di alfinam mitanai b'nei gadu v'nei ruvein. So Tosfos says, whenever it comes to a Tanai, whenever you're making a condition that goes into any transaction, so where do we stand in terms of the significance of the condition? And Tosfos writes, Hava amina deshum Tanai einu mevatel samaisa. Afilu lo yiskayim besof hamaisa. Kayim. I'm sorry. Afilu lo yiskayim besof hamaisa kayim. Tosfos says that given, had it not been for B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, which I'll introduce in just a moment, so here's what we would have said. I have a transaction. Let's call it a maisa. I'm using the Lashon of Tosfos. I have a Tanai. So now what do you want to tell me? That just because we stipulated, we made a verbal stipulation, just because we stipulated, you mean to tell me that that's going to upset, that's going to upend the transaction? Of course not. Tosfos says that as a general rule, when you have a Tanai and you have a maisa, a Tanai is never going to be mevatel a maisa. Now that's not true, meaning under certain circumstances, you can make a Tanai. And how do we know that? Tosfos says, we learned that from B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven. We know that before they go into Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven wanted Aver HaYarden. All this, by the way, is found extensively in the Gemara's and Kedushin. So they wanted Aver HaYarden, and so Moshe made it with Tanai. And we learn out many of the halachas of Tanai. Tanai Kafel, Lav Kodin Lehain, etc., etc. But in the meantime, however, when it is a Tanai, and it's not connected to the Torah. So yes, it's true. The Tanai is binding. The Tanai has to be upheld. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Tanai and Maisa go hand in hand. Tosfos says it's not. The default position is Tanai and Maisa don't go hand in hand. A Tanai under normal circumstances is not going to upend a Maisa. And Tosfos writes, V'hashti yalfina mehasam demahani Tanai levat al Maisa amrina dedavka kesheino masna amashikos betorah. So yes, it's true. If it's a non-Torah, if the Tanai doesn't go against the Torah, so it's true that once both parties agree to the Tanai and you do it correctly, so then it's going to be binding. But once the Tanai goes against the Torah, so then what happens? The Tanai goes away. What about the Maisa? Maisa still is intact. Okay. So it's a Yesod in Tosfos. Tosfos and Ksuvos and Daphne and Zion says that when it comes to a Tanai, so a yes. If it doesn't go connect the Torah, so then Tanai is going to be binding and it's going to, and without the Tanai, and if the Tanai is not kept, so the Maisa is not kept. But, if the Tanai is, for whatever reason, going to be, if it's going to be nixed, if it's going to be crossed out, i.e., it's connected Mashikas to the Torah, so then Tosfos writes, under those circumstances, the Tanai goes away, and the Maisa, of course, still stays in place. So now going back to our Tosfos, that's Mamish Pshat in our Tosfos. It's straightforward Pshat in our Tosfos. When Tosfos says that, why is it that the sale is going to be a valid sale even though the Tanai is going to be canceled? So Tosfos over here, like Tosfos over there in Ksuvos, because it's now Masna Amasha Kosa B'Torah, and since it's Masna Amasha Kosa B'Torah, so now the Tanai goes away, but that's not going to upset the Maisa. The Maisa is still going to be Mekuyam. And that's why the sale is going to be valid, even though the Tanai is no longer valid. Okay, that's how Tosfos is answering the question. Okay, so far so good. Okay, now with that stated, let's go to part two of this of an Ian in this Tosfos. Part two now is the following. The Gemara actually has a discussion in a number of places in terms of Masna Masha Kotza Batola. If we do any kind of transaction and we make a Tanai on that transaction, and that Tanai is going to go against the Torah, it's connected to the Torah, so Tanai batal. Tanai is no good, Mais is Kayim. Right? That's basically what we've been saying. However, right, important detail. Depends on what is going connected to the Torah. So it's the case that we already brought up. It's the Gemara and Ksuvos. It's the same daf. It's Nunvav. So let's say a man says, or goes to a woman and says, I want to marry you. And so the transaction is Kedushin, but I do not want the financial responsibilities, even though the Torah is mitzaveh for me to give the financial responsibilities. So the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. What about the Tanai? Tanai goes away. But that's Divrei Rebbe Meir, the Chitos Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, B'davar Shebamamon, Tanau Kayim. So Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that it depends. If we're talking about Isurim of the Torah, so Inachinami, Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah, you're making a condition that goes against the Torah, so then the Tanai goes away. But if it's Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah, but that's on Mamonos, so then Tanai Kayim. So then you could stipulate. And you can, it's a chiddush, you can override the Torah when it comes to mamonos. It's a tremendous chiddush. But that's a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. And so, hopefully everyone sees now where we're heading next, and that's the following. So over here in our case, so let's try to understand the second answer of Tosfos. So Tosfos now is looking at our scenario. Cohen now is transacting. He's selling an animal to Yisrael. And he says to the Yisrael, I'm going to sell you the animal, but on the condition that the matanas come back to me. Tosfos says, it's masna masha kasa b'torah. Therefore, tanai bato. We just learned together that it's a machlokes hatanayim between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. The accepted shita is that, like Rav Yehuda, that masna masha kasa b'torah only is going to be mevato the tanai only if it's iser. But if it's mamonos, the tanai is eno bato. So simply put, so what's Tosfos talking about? It's a yes, it's true, your masna masha kasa b'torah, but it's also true we're talking about mamonos over here. So why is it tanai bato? I have two suggestions to this problem. One's original. I'm sure somebody said it, but I haven't seen somebody say it. And the other one is unoriginal. The other one is unoriginal. In terms of these two suggestions, I saw the Beis Meir deal with it. He touches on one of the suggestions which I'm going to present, and the other one I thought of could be right. Again, it's just something worth considering. Okay. Suggestion number one. Suggestion number one within Tosfos is as follows. Remember last week we talked about Tovah Sana. That was last week or this week?
Last week.
Okay, good. So we talked about Tovah Sana, meaning what is the Kohen trying to? What is he trying to be mevato in this condition that he made? So really what he was trying to be mevato is Tovah Sana. Meaning what he was saying to the Israel is, I'm ready to sell you this animal, and the animal is going to belong to you, but instead of you having the right to give it to whoever you want, I'd like to give it to me. Right? And so what really the Kohen's trying to do in terms of rewriting the Torah is he's trying to take away Tovah Sana. Now, remember what we discussed last week. Tovah Sana, that is the Yisrael's right to give it to whomever he wants. And as we discussed last week, that is absolutely a value. There's no question about it. What we also discussed last week is that mamonos? So last week I presented to you, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, it's a machlokas, right? The Rambam holds that Tovah Sana is mamon. The Rambam holds Tovah Sana is eno mamon. The Rosh writes that Tovah Sana is mamon. It's a machlokas of Rishonim in terms of how we paskin. So over here now, as a possibility, as one possibility in terms of understanding Tosfos, so maybe Tosfos in the second answer is holding like this, meaning the only thing that the Kohen's looking to strip of the Yisrael is his Tovah Sana. Now whether Tovah Sana is mamon or eno mamon, this is the machlokas, let's assume, I know it's an assumption, but let's assume that right now in the second answer of Tosfos, they're subscribing to the idea that Tovah Sana is eno mamon. So if it's not mamon, so then what is it? Now, in of itself, that's a pretty good question. Meaning if it's not mamon, so you want to call it now a mitzvah, a rishus, not really sure what category to put it under, but if you subscribe to the idea that it's eno mamon, so then you can at least begin to understand that it's masna mashakas of v'torah. It's something which is not categorically mamon, and so therefore tanai bato. So that means that what the Kohen's trying to do is rewrite a halach in the Torah that is not absolutely mamon, that doesn't qualify categorically as mamon, and so that's why tanai bato. That's one possibility. It's an original thought. Could be right, could be wrong. That's one suggestion. Another suggestion, however, which I saw, and it's really supported. Let's cut right into the halacha of masa masha kasa b'torah when it comes to dinei mamonos, right? In other words, what do we say? We say that if a person tries to make a stipulation which goes keneged the Torah, tanai bato, which I think is very mistaber. If I asked you, like, does that make sense? Of course it makes sense. You and I do not have the ability to rewrite the Torah. If the Torah says that this is in fact the halacha, and I'm going to make a stipulation that is going to go connect the Torah, so that's obviously, it's an absurd stipulation. And the Tanai gets thrown right out. All right, so then, what is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to Mamonos, so then it could very well be, and that could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is the Tanai Kayim. Why should that be according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why is the Tanai Kayim when it's a when it's Mammon? So to that, so first I'll present a Gemara in Baba Basra. We're back in Baba Basra. I know we just touched on it earlier this week. Gemara Baba Basra on Kuf Chav Vav Amid Beis brings down the following. Ha'omer Ish Ploni B'ni B'chor Lo Yital Pishnayim. So the father says that I would like to make the following as part of my last will and testament. Right? My oldest son, it's not my favorite son. Okay? The fallout, by the way, and the amount of therapy that's going to have to be paid by all members involved. But anyway, and I do not want him to receive Pishnayim. So Lo Yital Pishnayim. Ish Ploni B'ni Lo Yerash Imachav. Or he says, look, I'm just cutting somebody out of the will. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah says, Lo Amar Klum. She is now Masha Katsa B'Torah. So it said nothing. It's totally ignored. Such a stipulation has no bearing to it whatsoever, no meaning to it whatsoever. He's being Masna Masha Katsa B'Torah. That's a Mishnah in Baba Basra.
He's sick. He is allowed to.
No, you're allowed to, just for clarification purposes, what you're allowed to is you're allowed to give any matana you want while you're still alive.
Wait, but if he's sick, it counts as a matana.
Right, so that would be a manash chiv meira. What the Mishnah here is detailing is the person is trying to rewrite the halachas of Yerusha. Correct. So the Gemara says, Lema masisim delok Rabbi Yehuda. So di Rabbi Yehuda, am Rabbi Davishal Maman Tanai Kayim. So the Gemara immediately wonders, wait 1 second. That's a Stam Mishnah that we just learned together in the Mishnah Baba Basra. Is that Stam Mishnah going like Rabbi Yehuda? Is it not going like Rabbi Yehuda? Ostensibly, it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about Mamanus. He wants to be make a Tanai, connected that which the Torah says, but by Mamanus. So ostensibly, that should be okay. And the Mishnah says it's not okay. So is our Mishnah not going like Rabbi Yehuda? And Tanya, and then the Gemara goes on. Ha'amr li sha, harei ha-mekudeshes li amanashi en lecha, she'en lach alai, sher ksus va'ona, harei zeh mekudeshes, v'tanao bato divra amer, Rabbi Yehuda amer, b'davishol mamon, tanao kayim. And then the Gemara Baba Basra brings down our machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, where if it's by Mammon, Rabbi Meir says Tanai Bato, but Rabbi Yehuda says Tanai Kayim. So does that mean that the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda? And here the answer is really important. Afilu Tam Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no, not necessarily. Mishnah can be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam Yada v'kamachla hachla lo kamachil. So the Gemara brings down a really important yesod. Why is it that you could be Masna Masha Katsa B'Torah when it comes to Mamanos? The Gemara says it. I'm not introducing anything beyond what the Gemara says. Mechila. Because when a man says to a woman, I want to be Mekadosh you, but with the understanding that I have no financial responsibility. And she says, fine by me. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that works. The Kedushin Tchal, there's no chi of mamonos. Why? So the Gemara says, because of mechila. Because there was an understanding between the two parties involved that despite the fact that the Torah is mechayiv a certain amount of mamonos, but you and I have the right to be mochel on mamon. So when the woman says, I accept the kedushin with the understanding that I'm not going to be paid shirksus vona, so then mechila, mechila gemura. It works. Masha ein kenu in the case of the Mishnah, where the father says, I want my oldest to be cut out of the Pishnayim. I want one of my sons to be cut out of the Yerusha. There was no Mechila over there. He's trying to rewrite the halachas of Yerusha. And there's no agreeing party. The kid is not saying, oh, that's fine by me. I'm sure if he asked him, he'd say, it's not fine. It's not fine by me. I don't want that. So in other words, the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Shitas Rav Yehuda, that a Masna Amasha Katsa B'Torah by Mamanos, so it works, meaning the Tanai is Chal, that's because of Mechila. Good. That's what we learned in the Gemara Baba Basra. Now let's come around full circle. Let's come back to our Tosfos. With this in mind, I think Tosfos now is really straightforward. And that's as follows. Again, Tosfos says, why is it that when the Kohen sells the animal to Yisrael, and he says, with the condition that you're going to give it to me, and no other Kohen, so what do we learn? The halacha is that transaction works, Tanai is batal. Tosu says, why is the Tanai batal? Because it's masna masha kasa b'torah. We ask the question, what about Shitas Rav Yehuda? That when it comes to Mamanos, the Tanai is Kayim. And is this going against the Shita of Rav Yehuda? That was our question. And so now, with the Yesod that we learned together from the Gemara Baba Basra, I think the answer is very straightforward. The only time that Rav Yehuda says that Tanai is Kayim by Mamanos is only when there's Mechila. Over here, who's the Mochel? Who needs to be mochel in order for the Tanai to be Kayim? You're going to need all the other Kohanim to be mochel. Meaning, what he's looking to take away is the Mamanos, or at least the possible Mamanos of every other Kohen. So over here, once we no longer have a Mechila involved, i.e. all the other Kohanim, so then this is Masna Amasha Kosav B'Torah, and it's true, it is Mamanos, let's call it Mamanos, but at the same time, though, you need Mechila. And you don't have Mechila, because I need every other Kohen to say, oh yeah, it's fine by us. And you don't have that. And so therefore, it's even Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's Masna Masha Kosav B'Torah, and even though it's Mamanos, but it's Mamanos without Mechila, and therefore, as the Gemara and Baba Basra taught us, the Tanai is going to be batal, and therefore it's not going to work. Okay, so let's just quickly recap. Okay, perfect. Let's quickly recap. So in Tosus is bothered by the simple question of how come in our Gemara, when the Kohen sells the animal to Yisrael with the Tanai, that the sale is only going to go through, but only if the Kohen becomes the recipient of the Matanas. So the halacha is very clear. Sale goes through. Tanai's batal. Question, if the Tanai's batal, why does the sale go through? Answer number one of Tosfos, it's merely but just a suggestion. It wasn't a real condition. Answer number two of Tosfos is Masna Mashikasa B'Torah. And so two basic points that we spoke out in the second answer of Tosfos. One, why is it that when you're Masna Mashikasa B'Torah, the Tanai's batal, but the Mice is still Mekuyam? So again, Tosfos in Ksuvos, Daf Nun Vav, so he gives us the Yesod, that the Chiddush of the Torah is that a Tanai in general is never going to override a Maisa. It happens to be that if you follow Tanai Kafel and it's not going to connect to the Torah, so then yeah. But the default setting is no. A Tanai cannot not override a Maisa, and so once the Tanai is inappropriate, so then the Tanai goes away, the Maisa is still there, the Maisa is Mekuyam. And then the other issue that we dealt with is that Lechora, this is Dinei Mamanos, and if in fact this is Dinei Mamanos, we know. Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah is the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir holds Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah is going to be batal, whether it's Yisurim or whether it's Mamanos. But according to Rav Yehuda, by Mamanos, the Tanai is Kayim. If that's true, which it is, and by the way, that's the accepted position, so then why over here is the Tanai not going to be Kayim? Why can't you be Mekayim such a Tanai over here? I offer two suggestions. One, maybe we're subscribing, maybe Tosa is subscribing that Tova Sana is Eno Mamon. And if that's true, so then Tova Sana falls more under a category of mitzvah slash iser than it does Mamanos. The other possibility, which I like a lot better, is the idea of Mechila. That the only reason Rav Yehuda says tonight's Kayim by Mamanos is because you have two agreeing parties on the Chovas Mamon or on the Mechilas Chovas Mamon. Over here, when the Kohen is saying, even though it's making a Tanai on Mamon, but it's not him that's losing out, it's going to be all the other Kohanim that are going to be losing out. And so for that, you don't have Mechila, and since you don't have Mechila, even Rav Yehuda would agree that the Tanai is going to be batal.